This is another installment of the Brave Space series, where we invite diverse perspectives to talk about how our university and society can do the work of becoming a truly welcoming environment, not just on paper, but in practice. Today, we're having a conversation about diversity in the field of dentistry with Dr. Sarita Arteaga, Associate Dean for Students at the UConn School of Dental Medicine. Dr. Arteaga received her DND degree here at UConn and has been teaching and seeing patients at UConn Health since 1995. She attained a mastership from the Academy of General Dentistry and is a member of many dental associations, including the Hispanic Dental Association, where she is the past president. Dr. Arteaga is a faculty advisor for the Student National Dental Association Hispanic Student Dental Association at UConn and takes on an active role in the community with her involvement with the Head Start program in Meriden, the Special Olympics, the Migrant Farm Workers Clinic, and the South Park Inn Homeless Shelter in Hartford. Dr. Arteaga, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is the first installment in the Brave Space series that focuses on diversity, equity, and inclusion at UConn Health, and specifically at the UConn School of Dental Medicine. So Dr. Arteaga, you received your dental degree here and have been teaching and seeing patients since 1995. Can you talk about what your experience was like as a woman of color in the field of dentistry, both as a student and as a new faculty member in the mid-90s?
So things have changed significantly since I was a student. As a student of color, I was the only one in my class of 38 students. And there were maybe one or two other students in other classes of the 4 years while I was here. Whereas today, the percentage of the class being historically marginalized individuals has grown significantly. And I'm very proud of UConn for doing that, especially the School of Dental Medicine, because recruitment into the field is very challenging. To get minorities into the field is very, very difficult. So I'm so happy that we have grown. But as a student, it was very difficult because I was the only one in my class. It was something that I tried to be a representative. I tried to be obviously a professional because I was a student and trying to learn. Just being the only one was a little bit difficult because there wasn't a lot of support either. There weren't many faculty members of color. And so that has led me to come back to teach. Being a graduate in 1990 versus being a faculty member starting in 1995 up to today, being a faculty of color helps to be a mentor and to allow students to see somebody like themselves be in the university setting and in academics.
Absolutely. And it's now 2021. And on the School of Dental Medicine's website, there's a paragraph about the school's commitment to diversity, saying that the school, quote, embraces diversity and strives within its local community to mimic the multicultural and diverse character of the state of Connecticut and the nation. So how does the school honor that statement today?
So as I mentioned, I think that we've done a really great job in increasing the numbers of students here, where nationwide there is a shortage of qualified students who apply to dental school who are from the historically marginalized communities. And so UConn does a great job in attracting them to apply and attracting them to come here as a student and enroll, and then also supporting them while they're here. That's one of my goals and objectives as a faculty member of color. But I believe other faculty see that that's an important part of our mission. And so they have also encouraged students to be here and support them. And so I see that that shift in increasing the numbers allows other students to look around and say, I see people of color here and they're doing well and they're comfortable and they're happy here and they're getting a great education. So I want to be here too. And I think that really has helped to increase those numbers and stand firm to that commitment of diversity, especially at the health center.
Yes. And as the Associate Dean of Students, I know that you're very involved in the student interest groups that we have on campus. Can you talk a little bit more about how students get involved today to help make the school a more diverse and inclusive place?
Sure. There's a lot of student groups that have interest groups in specific things. But ironically, we have a very inclusive policy. So, for example, the Student National Dental Organization is under the national organization that is specifically for people of color, African Americans. But in our group, our student group, it's a combined group with the Hispanic Student Dental Association, mostly because when it was first established, there were only two or three people of color. So it was like, let's combine, let's join forces. But today, we have a number of students who are not just people of color, but students who are interested in the mission, which is to help communities of color and to give them good oral health and do other things in the community. All these interest groups are looking at the mission statements of their national organizations and trying to achieve it by doing different activities. The screening at the Head Start program in Meriden is one of those activities that students in our group tend to go out and do those screenings to be in the community of color. Those are what some of the interest groups do. Other interest groups like the special needs interest group, they will go and do Special Olympics and do screenings and mouth guards and fluoride applications. So there's a lot of interest groups that are looking at the different mission statements and trying to achieve those.
So I wanted to end on this question. What are your hopes for the future of dentistry as a whole? Do you believe that enough is being done to ensure diversity, equity, and inclusion in the field? And how do you think UConn can best contribute?
I think we're doing a great job, but we still have a lot to go. Just being able to get qualified candidates for application, I think, is important. So not just in the supportive nature of the school environment and the academic environment while we're here, but reaching back, going further back into the elementary school level, into the middle school level, to be able to show communities of color that this is a very good option for a career. So I think we need to impart on all of our students, not just those of color, that they need to recruit and not just to be able to say, not just to those people who they think can make it through the curriculum and make it through the career, but to everyone and say, do you want to be a dentist? Can you be a dentist? You should be a dentist. So to be able to give them that encouragement and the ability to see themselves in that career can help with recruitment. So I still think we have a little bit of a ways to go in that direction, but I believe people at UConn have that commitment. I know I'm certainly here, and I know the students that I reach and that are part of the interest group have that desire to do the same thing. So I think we can achieve that. It's just we need continual resources and continual commitment and continual awareness to not think of, oh, everything's all set now. It never is. We have to continue that work.
Yes, and that's exactly why we're having this conversation. So Dr. Arteaga, do you have any final thoughts for today?
No, I'm so glad that this is an opportunity to put all of these things to light, because too often people forget or they think that somebody else is taking care of it. So I'm glad this is just another opportunity. Podcasts are new to me in my generation, but I see that it reaches a lot of people. So I want to make sure that people are reached with the messaging and that they know that UConn is doing what they need to do, especially at the health center.